She told God that no matter how long she prayed or how many barrels of tears that she cried, her husband George was not going to return. He had passed on. She confessed to God that she knew now that the lightning strike that took his life in the field that day was final. She kneeled beside her bed, out of sight from the boys, and asked God to lead her. Good Lord, I can't raise these two precious boys without your help. I turn it all over to you. She knew that she could not go on crying and tossing and turning in bed all night. She had to gain strength, be strong, and trudge forward in life.